Cruising, cruising down the freeway doing 78. Go speed racing. She just likes to drive fast, it's not that she's late. No tailgating, goes over a hilltop and what a surprise. Blue and red flashing lights right in front of her eyes. Now Susan's standing by the side of her car.
Show me your license, you're in big trouble.
Truck's blowing right by her, but she's not going far. She's been caught by a speed trap, and now she can hear.
Here comes the physics, you're in for a
dive. Sound of the dump, the chandelier in her ear. That's the Doppler shoot.
You've heard it, I know. Doppler shoot. First it's hot, then it's slow.
The good cop's gun shoots at only radar, and the beam bounces back off at Susan's car. And assuming the policeman is standing in range, his gun tells him all about the frequency change. And Susan's walking, walking, her sleep racing days are done. They're light years away, man, and that's pretty far. But there's plenty we can learn from the light of the stars. By looking at the spectrum of the light that's glowing, its Doppler shift will tell us if it's coming or going. That's the Doppler shift.
You see it, it's true. Doppler shift to the red or the blue.
When a star is approaching and it's coming our way, its spectrum seems bluer. Won't you hear what I say? And when a star's retreating, we're out of range, and the scientist measures its frequency change. But that's a redshift, redshift, if the star is moving away. By reading that the shifts of all we see in the sky, we get the big picture and a big surprise. The universe is growing and expanding away. But maybe gravity will shrink it up someday.
Now blue shifts
come and red shifts go, and that's pretty much everything you need to know. Now we're gonna pick up Susan and give her a ride, so you guys remember Doppler and you try to survive. And now we're shifting, shifting, and the Doppler song is done.